We're to item eight, public comment. Is there anyone here today who wishes to speak to the commission on any item that is not on the agenda? Might we have anybody in the hallway there, Warner? Okay. We're going to keep moving along then.
Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Robbins.
I do have one item under public comment, and this relates to the fisheries issue. But a number of years ago, we went through a fundamental change in the way that we administer the striped bass tag program.
Let me just interrupt you for one second. Okay. Here comes Mr. O'Reilly. I just wanted to make sure the fishery staff was in here before you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're still taking public comment, and Mr. Robbins has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So a number of years ago, the commission went through a review and a fundamental change to the way we administer the striped bass tag program. At the time, the fishery had several issues that came to the front as being problems, and one of those was a biological concern. There was a program in place at the time that managed the fishery based on one tag per fish, and the fishermen were issued a limited number of tags. And so, not surprisingly, that incentivized targeting and focusing on the largest fish available. That influenced what gear was used to do that, and also affected the average size and age of the fish that were part of the commercial catch. There were biological concerns about that specifically because the ASMFC was focused on mortality and concerned specifically about fishing mortality on fish that were age 8 years and older, which coincided with a relatively large fish. So there was a biological concern. There was also an equity issue where the fishermen who were allocated tags in the upriver areas had access to smaller fish. They didn't feel like they were getting a fair shake out of the existing measures that were used to manage the fishery. And at the time when we made the transition, we sought to cure both of those issues, both the equity issue and the trying to reduce or limit mortality on large sized fish, and also discourage high grading or discarding of fish that might have been smaller but were dead in a net. And so in curing that, we also heard concerns at the time about the enforceability of changing from one tag per fish or not just one tag per fish, but issuing fishermen a limited number of tags to going to a weight allocation and then accepting some average weight as a proxy for making an initial allocation of tags and then allowing fishermen to have more tags. And so that was a very fundamental change in the management program that we went through. And Mr. Chairman, what I would ask for is if we could have an update or a presentation to the commission about how that has changed the fishery. In other words, how has the average size composition of the landings changed, perhaps by county of landing or by landing area, so that we could see that in more detail. Essentially take a look at the enforceability of that program versus the measures that were in place prior to that. And if we could have some assessment of that question by staff and then some discussion also by the FMAC, I think that would be informative to the commission because we went through a very fundamental change in that program. And I think it'd be worth having an update at the commission level on how that's changed the fishery and, what other concerns there might be with respect to the administration of that program as it's currently configured.
I think you've raised some good points. Mr. O'Reilly, you have any initial thoughts on that subject?
I think this is overdue, and there have been quite a few discussions with the commissioner along the lines of the change that occurred in 2007. Fisheries management staff reluctantly went to that system. There was a lot of pressure from FMAC and from the industry. The real resounding issue was always that there are upriver fishermen who have vessels that are small in size, and they were disadvantaged. They really could not go down into the bay where the main assemblage of larger fish are during the months of February and into March. And eventually, fisheries management staff did go along with this weight quota. We have thoughts that it's not being adhered to the way we'd like it to be. We have some indications based on our own collections that it hasn't been adhered to. The average weight has come down or been reduced to some extent. At one time, it was well above 10.5 pounds for the bay. And really, our bay quota was designed for resident fish. And anyone will tell you these days that there are resident fish, which are greater than 28 inches, but proportionally, it still should be a smaller fish that is harvested. About 6 years ago, staff presented the commission with information on the average size, and the reason it was presented is when we saw the ASMSC tables by state of average size, Virginia commercial fishery was second to Massachusetts. Massachusetts had a 32-inch size limit at the time, and we were second. And we were just trying to alert the commission at that time that the take of larger fish, although is a good market strategy, it may eventually end up not being a good strategy for Virginia. So I think this is a good idea. We'll do what we can. There's more information that we can present to you at the time. FMAC was mentioned. We had an FMAC meeting last night, and one of the things that staff asked FMAC was to please prioritize your issues, because it was one of those nights where three or four of the committee members would have different issues, and we would be running in circles pretty quickly trying to address those. But when it comes to striped bass, I think they would agree that's a priority. And staff can also at the same time fulfill the request that Mr. Robbins has made, also provide the commission and even FMAC with some updated information as to the status of the stock. There is a benchmark assessment that's going to take place. It's going to be done by July. That could have some implications for our management strategies as well. So there's a lot of information. I do think it's been relatively quiet about striped bass, other than the fact that the 2011 year class was so large in Virginia and Maryland that it gave a temporary relief to a lot of us. 2012 year classes in both states came back as the lowest or close to the lowest. So as someone said to me up at the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission last week, it's hard to get over 6 or 7 years of poor to average recruitment, which this coastwide stock has seen. It just doesn't go away with one good year class or maybe even two. So striped bass issues will be more prevalent for the commission coming up in the near future, and I think this is overdue, and I appreciate Mr. Robbins bringing this up.
Thank you. Good points. So we will certainly move forward with your recommendation, get that on an FMAC agenda for further discussion, and schedule a report, detailed report from staff at a not too distant meeting. Colonel Lauterman, I don't know if, did you have any comments you wanted to make on striped bass enforcement at this point? Anything come to mind immediately?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of enforcement on the EEZ, charter boats and private boats.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none, we're gonna keep moving.